Okay,
we'll
be quiet.
Donna.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hey,
Donna.
Hello.
Hello.
Right.
I'm so glad to be with you tonight. We've got such a great study coming up, and I think it's been blessing all of us who are on the team as much as it'll bless you. So here we go. I'm going to introduce you to Nell Griffin, who's going to be our hostess tonight as we start. But first of all, I'm going to mute everybody so that you won't hear a lot of background noise. Then, Linnell, when you come on, you hit star 6 first. So here we go. I'm going to mute you first. Okay, Linnell, go ahead. Are you there, Linnell? Has anybody heard from Linnell tonight? Can you all hear me?
Hello.
Okay.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, so good evening, everyone. Tonight, Cindy, Donna Dregan, Sharon, Lenore, Barbara, myself, Dwyn, and Donna Korth will be presenting the class. And we invite any of you present to help us pray after our class when we culminate with an evening of prayers. And tonight we're honored to hear from the Ascended Master Godfrey Ray King, who was previously incarnated as the son of Saint Germain, Richard the Lionhearted, George Washington, and most recently as Guy Ballard, the founder of the I Am movement in the 1930s. And he ascended in 1939. Now, at the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, everyone is invited to stay with us to find out exactly what's happening in our community and how you and we can all benefit, and also to ask any questions or share any insights or thoughts or experiences you've had, and to give us any prayer requests you have for you or your friends and family, and to join us all in prayer and prayer time. And I'll read our mission. Our mission and our vision statement in the Heart Center. And you can see if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing yourself. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master teachings and our love and wisdom throughout the earth. And our vision is we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit, and we radiate light, and we live and love as one. And now we'll invite everyone to read and say the prayer from the invitation that we had sent you, that hopefully you received. So you can gather that now, and we'll say the prayer together. Beloved Master Godfrey, we call upon you to join us and show us how to be inspired, and wise in the power of praying in the name of the I Am that I Am. Help us to feel your presence, envision your promises, and enhance our lives and the lives of all those around us. Bring us to higher awareness through gratitude and meditation on the I Am that I Am and all that these words perform in our lives. We welcome your inspiring words that will penetrate and emanate through us to know how to rise above challenges of life and to help others in the process. Beloved Archangel Michael, thank you and your legions for protecting this class from all interferences. Thank you for bringing to class those who are ready to hear the truth. Amen. So now we'll all sing together the song that we sent you. This song is also on page 10.020. Page 10.020 in the songbook titled, I Am Godfrey. Now, as we sing the song with great reverence for our powerful heavenly help, visualize light flowing into the top of your head and traveling throughout your body and the entire earth. So we'll now turn the class over to Donna, who will be playing our song, and the precious heartstrings by beloved Heavenly Godfrey.
Thank you, Linnell. This is a great song. I think you'll enjoy singing it. If you have the words and you can join in with us, that would be great. I wish I could hear all of you. However, we can't do that, but you will know that we're all singing with you. An exciting song, really, when you meditate upon it and think about what our country has gone through to be God-free. And hopefully we will stay that way. We're in a huge, challenging time right now, and you've probably heard some of our messages in the past where we talked a little bit more about that. But if you have any questions or would like to know more about exactly what our country is going through, stay with us. And feel free to ask your questions and pray with us at the end of class. Okay, what we're going to do now is hear Master Godfrey as he shares with us the power of I Am prayers to save the nations. And we will also be talking about other kinds of prayer. And let me see if I can get this up here. Let's see. I think I lost it. Hold on a minute here. Here it is. Okay. and all of our team is helping tonight. We're all working together. So I'm very excited for you to hear what he has to say. So we will start, and we will stop every so often to let different members of the team share exactly what they have found out regarding some of the common questions people ask us. So here we go.
I am Godfrey, and I come to speak to you of how the power of the I Am may manifest through your prayers to save the nations. When you decree, Blessed One, you command ye me, the I Am that I Am, through Godfrey, to act in your world. When you decree in the I Am name, you affirm through God that this that you call forth is manifest now. It is front and center. It is accomplished. It is fulfilled in the present moment. Because God is the doer. God is the affirmation using his, her, I Am name through you. Those who know this science of as above, so below realize that as they are affirming in God's name, I Am, anything, heaven descends to earth, earth ascends to heaven, and at the nexus of that manifestation there is the light of the Christ, fully blazing, manifesting its glory through those sacred words that are spoken in the I Am name.
Now we have
the I Am that I am, through Godfrey, to act.
We have several questions, and one of the questions we have is, why is it so important to use the name I Am, or to use the I Am name as often as possible? And I'm going to ask Donna Dregan to answer that question first.
So, okay. Donna? Yes. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As Godfrey said, when you decree in the I Am name, you affirm through God that what you are calling for manifests now. A couple of Mondays ago, I had trouble all day with my emails. Only a few showed up. I had a meeting that night, and it was important. The email link to the meeting on the computer was lost. But fortunately, the person who had sent it originally just sent a new reminder with the link. That night, I got on the phone with a friend, Judy, who was also going to be on the meeting, and we both got on the phone. And then we got on the computer early. We were the second and third people there, and our names were showing up on the screen. We hung up our phones. And at 9 o'clock, David got on the meeting. He had previously told us that he was going to ask some questions, and we needed to be prepared with the answers. And at 2 minutes after, he started my computer crashed. I kept hitting the button to start the computer, but all was black. It lasted for 15 minutes. Judy and I had been on our usual Monday night book study about 2 hours beforehand, and we were reading the I Am Discourses by Saint Germain, Volume 3. I thought to myself, I need to make an I Am statement now. So I said out loud something like this: I am the governing action, lovingly healing all of my electronics, my phone, and my computer. Just then, my computer turned on, and I found myself back in the meeting. I thought I had lost my turn due to the 15 minutes in darkness, because David usually starts at the top of the alphabet, and I would be there. However, tonight, he started, I realized, at the bottom of the alphabet, and soon he called my name, and I said, I just got back on, and I answered the questions. The next day, I called Judy, and I told her what had happened. That's it. So we have to make the call.
Wow, that's good. That's great. There is a tremendous amount of power people don't realize in those two words, I am. Okay, we'll go on now for a little bit. Thank you, Donna.
Through Godfrey, to act in your world. When you decree in the I Am name, you affirm through God that this that you call forth is manifest now. It is front and center. It is accomplished. It is fulfilled in the present moment. Because God is the doer. God is the affirmation, using his, her, I Am name through you. Those who know this science of as above, so below realize that as they are affirming in God's name, I Am anything, heaven descends to earth, earth ascends to heaven. And at the nexus of that manifestation there is the light of the Christ, fully blazing, manifesting its glory through those sacred words that are spoken in the I Am name. There are many opportunities for you to pray and to invoke the sacred fire of God in your life and in your world. And if you use your throat chakra wisely, blessed ones, your life will be improved dynamically. Your divine life will ensue The glory of God shall remain ensconced in your world, and the blessings of the Spirit may continue to flow through you because you have attended to the science of the spoken word with God direction, God harmony, God understanding. I have provided divine resources for you to be God-free yourself. And I shall continue to invest my causal body through this movement and through the work of Saint Germain, through many of his lieutenants and sergeants at arms, in order to accomplish God's will within this world. And El Moria, Jesus, Saint Germain, and I are dynamically involved at many levels to see America through to the fulfillment of her destiny. And you, each one, are a part of this destiny by your conscious choice to so be resolved into this mission of light through adding your voice and the word, the logo speaking through you, to make it a reality.
I'm going to call on Lenore next. Lenore is going to answer an important question that is not really answered fully in this message, but it's very important, and it's one that we follow regularly. It's, why is it so important for us to pray with others as well as by ourselves? Lenore, are you there?
Yes, good evening.
Hi. Hi. Go ahead, Lenore.
Okay. Well, many years ago, a dispensation was granted by the Masters called the multiplication factor. What that is that the spiritual light that is released when you pray with others is multiplied exponentially by the number of people praying together. So just three people praying would be as if there were nine, and so on. That is one of the main reasons it's so important that as many heart friends as possible come to our events. If there were 50 people invoking light, the spiritual radiation would be as if there were 250 people. Praying by yourself is wonderful, even so, of course. One day, I was very concerned about a particular world situation, and I just felt that it would be really good if I had someone to pray with me about it, to really pour some light into it. So I decided to call a friend, and we gave prayers and decrees together on the phone for about 15 or 20 minutes. We both felt that some good work was accomplished because of our joint offering and how the Masters did multiply our efforts, as they have told us that they do. Another way of looking at it is that when you're praying with someone, your joint causal bodies of light are part of the alchemy. So keep this in mind and broaden the scope of what you can really accomplish with God and the Masters and angels and your friends. Thank you.
Thank you, Lenore. That's great. Yes, when we get together in the morning in our broadcasts and pray together, sometimes I get goosebumps because I can feel the light and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes even after we have had times, very good times in the morning, or I would say if there's any time you can get together in the morning and listen to a broadcast, Wednesday is a very important time because David is there 90% of the time, and he has a lot of unique and new things that he shares with us at that time. But every morning is great, and I love all of our broadcasters. They just do a great job. So let's go on.
Now I have given David some keys this morning on prayers that he will share with you as a part of my message. Decrees our power prayers. When affirmed in the I Am name, affirmations are I Am statements that must be fulfilled by heaven, because God is called into this plane of being through the use of his name in the English language or any language. Fiat, are fiery calls, or fire calls, where the fire descends through the fiat to burn away all the dross and crystallize in matter what you see manifesting through that fiat. Chanting is a form of repetitive devotional praise wherein you lock into the universal love of God through your devotion, through your heart, and through that nexus of fire, you draw forth a stream of grace from heaven to engulf what you see manifesting through that chant, also as a reality fulfilled.
And I'm going to ask Dwyn and her husband Ron are regular broadcasters, and I always enjoy hearing them, usually on Monday mornings, and sometimes they do Thursdays also when they're covering for another couple that lives near them at Mount Shasta. So Dwyn, you have you're going to answer, give an example of a power prayer and an example of an affirmation and explain the difference, and give an example of a fiat and explain and an example of a chant. So Dwyn, if you're there, take it away.
Yes. Thank you. And welcome, everyone. I'd like to give 40.002, Bathe the Earth in Light. I think that's a good example of a power prayer, an I Am prayer. And so I'll give just maybe a shorter version of the preamble and give the prayer one time, just to give you a sense of how it goes. In the name I Am that I Am, my beloved Holy Christ Buddha Self, and Holy Christ Buddha Cells of all light bearers throughout cosmos, beloved, mighty Astraean Purity, Hercules in Amazonia, the Divine Director, Archangel Michael in Faith, Micah, El Moria, Saint Germain of Portia, Nada, Lady Christine, Lanto, Kuthumi, Hilarion, Padre Pio, Rose of Light, Charity, Saria and Cusco, Lanello, Claire Delise, K-17, Kali, and all true messengers of God, all ascended and cosmic beings, legions of angels and archangels, Elohim, Buddhas, and Bodhisattvas of heaven, gnomes, undines, sylphs, and salamanders, I pray. I am calling now to thee, bathe the earth in light. I am calling now to see freedom, cosmic might. I am zooming now to be present where you are. I am choosing now to shine as a glowing star. Loving rays of purity now flow around our earth. Spheres of white and blue, our joy encircle all with mirth. Blaze, increase, and raise all life in cosmic diamond fire. Lightning from the central sun to sit and raise all higher. I am praying for the youth, joyously I sing. I am raying forth the truth, let its anthem ring. I am feeling perfect love, manifesting here. I am seeing God above, shining crystal clear. Loving rays of purity now flow around our earth. Spheres of white and blue, our joy encircle all with mirth. Blaze, increase, and raise on life in cosmic diamond fire. Lightning from the central sun descend and raise on higher. I am pouring all my love to the flaming yod. I am learning every day more and more of God. I accept that I am now perfect in his sight. I accept that I am now living in pure light. Loving rays of purity now flow around our earth. Spheres of white and blue our joy encircle all with mirth. Blaze, increase, and raise on life in cosmic diamond fire. Lightning from the central sun descend and raise all higher. Om Mani Padme Hum Aum. Now my example of an affirmation is shorter. One is just calling a personal affirmation that I'm choosing, and then one for the world, one for our government, one for the economy of America and the world. So The first one is, I am accelerating my victorious sense of abundance and manifesting all I require to fulfill my sacred labor. The next one, I am healing. I am the healing of all governments. Excuse me, I'm going to start that again. I am the healing of the governments, the economies, and all the systems within the world body politic. A decree have often been taken from the words of the Ascended Masters, from their heart streams, from our higher self in meditation. They are sacred formulas for the release of light into our lives, the world, and any condition we choose to direct God's energy. Now, affirmations do not have a preamble. They start with, generally anyway, they start with the words I am, and they are used in the present tense, stated in the positive and generally brief, also coming from the Masters, David, and Inspired Heart Friends. So an example of a fiat, two short ones, Jesus, save all sentient beings. Saint Germain, free souls today. And just one short one by Saint Germain. I am a being of cosmic fire. I am the freed, holy freedom God desires. In an example of a chant, short one, Om light, Om love, Om joy, joy, joy. Om light, Om love, Om joy, joy, joy. Om light, Om love, Om joy, joy, joy. And that has actually more stanzas that go with it. But I'm just giving you a short example of it can be that short and still be a chant. And then we always, we all know probably, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. And given repetitively, it's kind of a, you know, it's from the heart and it's kind of melodic. And that's, okay, so a chant is a melody in which several words or syllables are sung rhythmically in one tone, and that's what I have.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Thank you, Dwyn.
Welcome.
I think that makes things a lot more clear for people that wonder about the different kinds of things that we do in our classes and on our broadcasts. So we'll go on now for a little bit.
Prayers, as you know, are entreaties to the divine. They are conversations with God. And this word entreaty is interesting because, from my perspective, it is a now treaty. It is an agreement. And when you make that pact with God, God fulfills his, her end of the bargain. And so must you. In other words, the prayer does not end. When you make that entreaty to God, you must also see yourself in the mode of, on behalf of God, fulfilling what you are required to do to maintain your state of purity and harmony, in order that that prayer may proceed from the throne of God into manifestation in your life. In a sense, a prayer becomes a covenant, a binding spiritual agreement, a formal pact betwixt your heart and God's heart, your mind and God's mind, your will and God's will. And within this covenant, there is manifest, through that agreement, the dynamism of this holy partnership of light. Yes, every prayer can be a holy partnership. When you feel the fire of God blazing through your chakras as you pray and affirm in the I Am name what you declare and aver to be now realized. Often, individuals attempt to bargain with God. God, you do this, and I will do this. Well, this works to a point, dearest one, so long as you are in alignment with God's will. Yet often, it is better to seek God's will and ask for God's will to be fulfilled in the present moment in your life, for God knows best, yes? Many humans think that they know all that is to be known when they pray, and yet their prayers go unanswered because God's will not allow their specific call or request to be manifest because it is not the optimal or the right choice for their highest progression, their evolution, their self-realization. Understand this dynamic, blessed hearts, and realize that when you allow God's will to flow through you, then the highest outcome is therefore done.
I'm going to ask Barbara to do the next two questions, which are, what is an example of making a pact with God, or an entreaty, or an agreement, or covenant? And are these the same, or are they different? And number eight, can we bargain with God? If so, how do we do this? And have you ever bargained with God? So Barbara, if you're there, take it away. You have to hit star six.
Yes, I just did. Thank you. Yeah, I got a couple of good stories. Yes, you can bargain with God. People do it all the time. And yes, an entreaty is more of a pleading. And I have a wonderful story that my grandfather, who was a Methodist minister and had all kinds of marvelous little tales that he used for instructive purposes in his sermons, and this was one of my favorites. There were three old farmers leaning on the fence, you know, talking with each other, and they got onto the subject of prayer, and they were discussing among each other what they thought was the best way to pray. And one of them said, oh, he thought the best way to pray was to be outside and with your head bare, with your hat off and your arms spread wide up to the sky, you know, and just speaking from your heart directly to God. And another farmer said that he thought the best way to pray was go in your room and shut the door and get down on your knees and be very quiet and then pray, and that was the best, you know, way to pray. Go in your closet and pray, as it says in some places in the Bible. And the third farmer wasn't saying anything, and his two friends looked at him and they said, Well, Joe, what do you think is the best way to pray? And he said, well, one time when I was out cultivating, I took a misstep and I fell down a hole. It was an old abandoned well that you couldn't see because there were weeds growing over it. And I fell down this well and I landed on my head. And I was stuck in there. And the best prayer I ever said in my life was when I was standing on my head in that well. So that's an example of an entreaty, because you can bet he was pleading. Now, as far as bargaining with God, yeah, people do that all the time when they get into a difficult spot, or they're facing a terrible ordeal that they don't want to deal with and whatever, and they make a deal with God, you know, well, God, if you get me out of this, I'll do blah, blah, blah. You know, I'll never drink again, or I'll give all my money to the church, or, you know, I'll do whatever. You know, people make these kinds of supposed agreements all the time in desperation, usually in a desperate circumstance or whatever, or in one that is deeply on their heart. I myself plead guilty to such a deal. I had been really wanting to have a third child. I just felt this child very close to me in my heart, and we had gotten pregnant, and I miscarried, and I was just grief-stricken and just cried a lot, and every time I'd see someone with a baby, it was just like a knife in my heart, or I'd see someone who was pregnant, and I'd have to turn my head away and cry a little bit, just because I desperately wanted that child so very, very much because I just felt her closeness to me and I wanted her with me very badly. So one day I got down on my knees and I just was sobbing my heart out and called to Mother Mary and I said, I'll do the rosary every day if you just give me that baby. And of course, the baby came. And that was, that's been 36 years ago now, and I'm still saying the rosary every day. Thank goodness in the Heart Center we have so many beautiful rosaries to choose from. And sometimes I say more than one, just because I can, and they are so lovely. And that has enriched and enhanced my life in all kinds of ways that I can't even describe. So, interestingly enough, God uses these opportunities to teach us a very important lesson and to help us grow also. So, anyway, those are my stories.
Thank you, Barbara. That's great. I just might mention about rosaries. There are all kinds of ways to do a rosary. And a rosary is just like a love song to God. They're very powerful. And so often after we have done rosaries, the masters have said, guess what you accomplished by doing your rosaries? And we hear of these wonderful things that they tell us have been happening here, there, and everywhere on the earth. And it's very exciting. There could be a rosary that's only 15 minutes or a rosary that's an hour. So they're all different rosaries, and we have a bunch of them in our prayer and song book that you might enjoy doing. I love to do the love rosary, where you say things, I love the sun. I love loving the sun, and the sun loves loving me, or something like that. And you go through all these things on love, or I love waterfall, or different things that are just very special about honoring and worshiping God, and you feel in such a mode of worship when you do the rosary. So I'm glad Barbara brought that up. So now we'll go on.
This allowance, this acceptance, this receivership of the divine afflatus of the spirit within your being, your aura, your chakras, then allows for a beautiful manifestation of grace, because God's grace flows to all who pray, as well as to those for whom you pray. God's mercy clothes you and them with the spiritual anointing of light. And the prayers of the righteous rise instantaneously to the throne of God and are answered in accord with the brightest, the best, and the most beautiful and opportune manifest realities. And you should see it and believe it and accept it and have faith that it is so.
Now I'm going to ask Sharon if she will share with us some answers that she has. One of the questions that Sharon's going to share with us the answer to are, what are the sure ways to know God's will for you every moment of every day and night? And, of course, this will help us know how to pray. And secondly, can you have successful, prayerful times with God even when you do not feel in tune or very prayerful? So, Sharon, if you're there.
I am. Good evening.
Great. Go ahead.
So I pondered this for the longest time, and I'm thinking, how am I going to answer this? And the answer was so simple. You just ask for the will of God to manifest in your life. In the I Am name especially, not my will, but thine be done. And you surrender your human will to the divine will. And my example for this is, I'm always asking for the will of God to be done because I'm trying to grow and make a lot of changes in my life. So I was ready to leave one position as a part-time caretaker because the person was being removed from his home. And my next client came into my life 1 week prior, so that was interesting. So I knew that the client, my next client, was supposed to, I was supposed to be with her because the street name was Springhouse, and that's the same name as the house I stayed in at the Foxhaven Farm last summer. And I had also that during that same time period in another, still in Maryland, but in another city, rented a place to do some outreach on Spring Lane, and this lady lived on Springhouse Lane. So it was like all these little coincidences in my life, and it's like, okay, I'm supposed to be with this lady. And she's a very difficult person to deal with, but what is interesting is that I'm learning so much about myself daily as I interact with this woman, and I really would like to, my human would like to leave her, but I realize I'm growing, working on my soul by being with her. So I can tell the will of God is definitely manifesting in my life. And you can, the second part of that second question, can you have a successful, prayerful time with God even when you do not feel in tune or prayerful? Oh, yes, yes. It is about your relationship with God. That's what it's all about. Each time we pray, sing, or meditate with God, we draw his or her virtues closer to us. So by our devotion and our constancy, we develop a momentum as a prayerful one. Our prayers will be successful as long as our motives and our hearts are pure, even when we may be a little off balance, feeling a little under the weather or just a little tired or whatever. As long as our motives are pure and we have that momentum and that relationship with God, our prayers will always be successful. And that's what I have.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon. Yes, there's many times when I don't feel very prayerful, but sometimes what happens is when I start to pray, suddenly I feel prayerful. So you can't, you never know what's going to happen. You need to do what you need to do, no matter how you feel sometimes. So now we will go on.
The Psalms of David, 150 Psalms, are beautiful songs of praise and devotion and entreaties to God for assistance, that you should study, dearest ones, as was done early in this Heart Center movement. If you would use them in your rosaries, you will receive keys from the heart of Jesus the living Christ, who was embodied as David, the author of these psalms, for his mission and for your mission of life. Many of you know the 23rd Psalm. Now there are many others to learn and even memorize. For if they worked for David and Jesus, they may also work for you to succor your soul into its state of divine union with God and to bless you every day of your life because you look to the source for everything rather than elsewhere.
I'm going to answer a question that is, why and how can we go about studying the Psalms? So why should we study the Psalms? When you look at them, when I first looked at them, they didn't make a lot of sense to me, and that was many, many, many years ago when I had not really learned how to study them. But the Psalms are full of prophecy regarding Jesus Christ, and if you'd like to know more about Jesus, the Psalms paint a wonderful picture. They paint a more complete picture of Jesus, actually, than the Gospels do. The Gospels tell us that he went to the mountain to pray, but the Psalms give us his prayer. The Gospels tell us that he was crucified, but the Psalms tell us what went on in his heart during the crucifixion. The Gospels tell us that he went back to heaven, but the Psalms tell us where the Gospels leave off and show us Christ seated in heaven. Now, this may not sound make much sense to you, but as you get into it and you see all of the areas where he mentions the Psalms in the New Testament, and you see how the various people that study the Scriptures suddenly discovered that this is what the Psalms was all about. It was about David getting ready to be be Jesus Christ before he left as David. So David was an incarnation of Jesus, and he was often known as the sweet psalmist of Israel. We know that he wrote over half of them. Psalm 2 is ascribed to him in Acts. Psalm 95 is ascribed to him in Hebrews. And we know that David was peculiarly endowed or gifted to write these songs. And he actually arranged for them in his day to be sung in the temple. And so the Israelites sang the songs and still do sing the psalms today. I don't know if you listened or watched the somebody needs to on Star 6 because it's, you know, I'm carrying you a little bit. Anyway, if you saw Fiddler on the Roof, they sing the psalms there in one part of that. And it was just a very touching, I had tears in my eyes as I watched that movie and during that part. So the Psalms run the psychological gamut. Every thought, every impulse, every emotion that sweeps over anybody's soul is recorded in this book of Psalms. And Jesus says, "These are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all these things must be fulfilled, which were written in the Psalms concerning me." He says that in Luke 24. So we know that Christ is the key subject of the Psalms. And so again, if you want to know more about Jesus and how his incarnation as David affected his time on earth as Jesus, study the Psalms. And if you don't know how to study them, go online, go on in your library if you don't have a computer at home, and just Google Jesus and the Psalms and study and read and enjoy. So now we'll go on.
Yes, the power of I Am Prayers is here and available to save the nation. If light bearers everywhere will simply believe in the power of God to make them so through their faith. Do you have this faith, blessed ones? Then from now on, when you affirm anything in the I Am name, which stakes your claim to light in your world, pause for a moment after your statements. Close your eyes if necessary and feel manifest through those affirmations, decrees, invocations, fiat, calls. And then accept them as now manifest. This little pause in time will allow Holy Spirit to proceed gently yet victoriously the stream of divine love into your world to grace you and grace the earth with the light of God that always, always, always prevails. I am your Godfrey. Though you have known this teaching and maybe heard it 1,000 times, I repeat it again. Sometimes we see that you do not fully believe in what you say.
Okay, I have a couple more questions that I'm going to answer. One of them is, how can we feel the fire through our prayer efforts? And if we don't feel, will our prayers work? Well, I have to say, if we don't feel something, Greg Baden, who I really like reading his books, or Greg Baden, he tells us that if we can meditate on a particular virtue to the point of feeling it, you can change the whole attitude of people in your environment. He tells of a series of experiments done during the Israeli-Lebanon War of the 1980s. He says a group of people were trained to feel peace during meditation and prayer. When the group divided into smaller groups throughout this war-torn area and they concentrated on praying for and feeling peace wherever they were sent, terrorist actions went to zero. So there were 10, let's say there were 100 of them, and 10 of them went here, 10 of them went there, and they spread out in groups of 10. Wherever they went, everything became quiet. No crimes occurred, no emergencies. All was calm. And the opposite occurred when the groups meditated on anger. This resulted in increased strife and terrorist actions. So you can imagine what would happen around you when people were focused on their negative emotions. And this we see often happening now because people get upset about what's happening in the news, what's happening with whatever political party you're involved in or the opposite one. And it causes a lot of negativity that we send forth through our feelings. We have no idea. We may say nothing, but we're thinking of things that make us angry and upset. And that affects everyone around us. So Greg Baden said that this study found that for a population of 1,000 people, 100 people were required to meditate on peace or love or a positive emotion to affect these 1,000 people. For 6 billion, of like our population is, 8,000 people would be required to meditate or pray in an attitude of peace, love. So the equation that this group used is 1% of the square root of the population. So just think what we could do if all the light bearers were to gather in one place and do this. We could change everything in that area. So to me, the fire of our prayer means the feeling of our prayer that will make it work. Knowing how to meditate on what you want to see happen first until you feel it. So I say before you pray, meditate for a couple of minutes. Until you get the feeling of what you really want to see happen. And yes, our prayers can work, especially in emergencies when we have strong feelings. They also work when we agree with one another, where you've heard the scripture where two or more are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them by Jesus. And they also work when we thank God or the masters or the angels for something that we haven't even seen happen yet. It increases our faith. And the most important thing we can do in order to have a victorious prayer is to have faith, to believe. To believe that God will take care of the situation. Faith means believing what our higher self wants or has said to you and then acting upon it. In Romans 10 it says, faith comes by hearing the word of God and then acting upon it. When the centurion of Matthew 8 heard the words of Jesus, he simply believed those words, and he had faith that Jesus could heal his beloved servant without even going to where his servant was in bed. Jesus replied to his disciples. He said, did you know I have not observed this great of faith anywhere else in Israel? And so Jesus proceeded to heal the centurion's servant from a distance. Now, he couldn't do much in Nazareth because the people didn't believe. But this particular centurion and many others that he talked to believed that he could do what he said, and so he was able to do it. Now, when the father of a deaf-mute son asked Jesus to heal his son, he also asked Jesus to help him get over his unbelief. And this sincere prayer to Jesus resulted in another healing. Jesus healed his deaf-mute son. So there are people who have very little faith, but who ask for the faith, and they pray anyway, and they see their prayers answered. And I have to tell you about a lady that I knew who was working a lot of shifts at this factory, and she had an opportunity to work the night shift, which went from something like 7 or 8 until 3 in the morning. And she hesitated a little bit because it was supposed to rain hard that night, and her windshield wipers no longer were working. And she managed to get to work that day, but she didn't know what would happen if she asked for an extra shift. And they needed extra people to work that night. So she went ahead and said, okay, I'll take it, and then I'll just sleep in my car if I have to, because I can't drive home without my windshield wipers working if it's going to rain. Well, when she said this, she happened to say it to a fellow worker standing next to her, who said, I have a coin here, and it's got a picture of an angel on it. You take that angel and that coin, and you simply believe that God will take care of you, and you will be able to get home, and you and your windshield wipers will work. Well, she didn't really believe it, but she said, I'm going to try, and we'll see what happens. So she took the coin and prayed, God, help me to believe and help me to get home when this is over, if it's raining hard. And sure enough, at 3 o'clock in the morning, it was pouring rain. So she knew she would not be able to, in her heart, she thought she would not be able to drive home because the windshield wipers just weren't working. So she got in the car, climbed in the back seat, and got ready to go to sleep. And then she thought about that coin again. She got it out, looked at it, and said, okay, God, if you have angels that really help us, I'm going to give it a try. She climbed back over the seat into the driver's seat. She turned on her car. Lo and behold, the windshield wipers worked. She got all the way home, turned off her car, went in the house and praised God and began to believe, and her faith began to grow. The next morning, her windshield wipers weren't working. She had a drive, but fortunately, it wasn't raining, so she was able to get them fixed and proceed with her life. So things amazing can happen even when we don't have faith to start. Second thing we need to do is learn to focus or visualize. And if this is hard, it's helpful to have a picture of something or someone and practice visualizing it like you did. I don't know if you did this, but when I was a child, my mother read to me a story, or my dad read to me about the big bad wolf. I could visualize it so thoroughly that I had nightmares. I could see that wolf, and I could see him going through the roof of that house with those little pigs, and I was scared. So I was visualizing very well at that age, but as I've gotten older, I've learned to protect myself by not visualizing things I don't want to visualize. So then we have to restructure ourselves and be able to visualize what we want to visualize, and that's very important. Thirdly, meditate for a minute or two before you pray so that you are in the getting the feeling of peace or joy or whatever it is you want to bring into your prayer. And lastly, always speak in an attitude of thankfulness to God first, and maybe thanking God throughout your prayer. When Jesus healed the centurion's beloved servant, the servant was able to say thank you to Jesus even before returning home to confirm the healing of his servant. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, it tells about says, pray continually, but give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And so one of the things that I do is I like to thank God for the major things I'm praying about, and I might say, thank you, God, that you're going to bring an end to routine abortion on this planet. And thank you, God, that you're going to bring an end to all of this disruption by the deep state. And thank you, God, that you're going to bring an end to all child abuse. And thank you, God, that you're going to bring an end to the contamination on this planet. When I do that, I believe it's happening. I mean, I really believe it. That's one of the things that thanking God does, is it gives you the faith that you require. Now, one of the things that happened to me recently, and I'll end with this, is I was going through a crisis with my daughter who has addictions to alcohol, especially. And I found myself dealing with anxiety and great stress. Now, my dear friend Barbara gave me a paper, sent me a little paper, reminding me about something that I knew about, but I hadn't even given it a thought, and it was tapping. And I don't know if you've ever tapped, but you can tap on certain places on your body. They happen to be places that if you use something, I think it's called Kirlian or Kirkkirlian for photography, you can see these places as little light places that come out that are strong in electricity. And so I thought about that. I thought about tapping, and I decided I would come up with an affirmation like Gwen was talking about earlier from the Word of God to help my faith. And so after I thanked God for this situation, which made me feel a little bit better, I claimed a verse in Psalm 119:165, which happens to say, great peace have they that love God's word, as nothing will make them stumble. Well, I love and I have faith in the words of God from the masters and the angels and the Bible. So I changed that verse to fit me, and I said, great peace I am having because I love God's word, and therefore nothing will make me stumble. Now, as I said that, I tapped on the top of my head, I tapped over and around my eyes, I tapped under my nose, under my mouth, and in the two hollow places at the top of your clavicle there, right under your neck. And then I tapped on those areas where a bra strap would go. And then I tapped on the sides of my hand, not the thumb side, but the other side. And I said this over and over three times. By the end of the third time, I had totally turned my daughter over to God. And that was such a relief to me. And I can honestly say now that I am at peace, knowing that my daughter is in God's hands and that I am not responsible for her decisions. I had the faith, I acted upon it, I thanked God, and I focused by tapping. So these are the things that are very helpful in your prayer life. And as much as you can, use the word I am, which I used in this situation when I said, I am having great peace, or great peace I am having, because I love God's word and nothing will make me stumble. This is a very powerful thing you can do. You can come up with any number of affirmations that you write yourself, or you can take them from direct quotes from the masters, the angels, and the Bible. Now we'll finish the last few words of our message today from Godfrey.
And therefore, it is time, dearest ones, to believe in yourselves, your I am selves, your I am God presence, and through that acceptance and belief, to change your world in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, for the God good of all, including yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, Godfrey. I just wanted to mention, somebody had asked me a question, and I thought some of you might have this. If you would like to know more about tapping, go to the library and to a computer there, or find somebody with a computer that you can use if you don't have one, and just Google tapping to relieve stress, or tapping to relieve anxiety, whichever you want. And there will be a number of places that come up you can choose from, and go to learn about tapping. The man who knows the most about it, and you might want to put in his name instead, his name is Nick Ortner, O-R-T-N-E-R. And now I'm just going to close the class in a word of prayer, and then Barbara is going to give some announcements to bring you up to date on what's happening in the Heart Center. And then those of you who would like to stay with us for prayer, please feel free. Cindy will take your prayers, and we will all pray together, and some of you may want to pray with us. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we thank you, beloved Godfrey. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your words and for the power of your words and for the power of the I Am prayers. We thank you for so much that you're doing behind the scenes upon this planet, even right now today, that are wonderful things that are happening. We thank you that you are watching over President Trump and his team, and that you are helping them to all become more and more aware and sensitive and positive. And you are helping all of the team and all of those people who feel they are being attacked to respond in love, patience, joy, and peace. We thank you for each person that came on to this class tonight, and we pray that they will have benefited, and we thank you for the things that each of them learned and were special to their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Barbara, you can make some announcements. Barbara, you there?
Okay, I forgot the Star 6 thing again.
Okay.
Yes, I would like to tell about some upcoming events that the Heart Center is sponsoring. The most imminent one is the International Heart Center Congress, which they only have once every 2 years. It's the Spring Equinox Conference and the International Congress. It's going to be held March 16th through 22nd. So coming up here real soon in just a couple of weeks in Cholula and Oaxaca, Mexico. And I am going. I'm excited about that. And it's entitled Spiritual Families, Community, and You, How to Co-Create Aquarius Now. Now, it's pretty late in the game to go in person, even if you really want to, but you can go on the Heart Center website and sign up to attend the conference over the internet, the broadcast parts. So that's always very beneficial, and you get a lot of information and a lot of light, and you can participate in the presentations and the prayer work, which is very, very valuable and very satisfying. And I've been to many conferences this way when I was not able to attend in person, and they're very enriching. Then our next HeartShare class will be on March 28th, exactly 1 month from tonight. And then we have a booth at the Los Angeles New Living Expo in San Mateo, California, April 26th through 28th. And then in June, we have our annual summer conference. It's June 20th through 23rd. It's going to be in Mount Shasta, California. And I think they're going to have at least one night in Ashland, Oregon, which is not too far away from Mount Shasta. And that's entitled Saint Germain and the Seven Archangels Speak on Twin Flames and Aquarian Love. And there are local groups that are meeting regularly, doing services and book study and prayer get-togethers and stuff like that. If you want further information on that, you can look on the Heart Center website, or if you do not have computer access, you can call Donna Korth or me or anyone on the Heart Center, the HeartShare team that you feel close to and want to talk with, where we'll be happy to help you with that information. Okay, that's it.
Thank you, Barbara. One more thing I'll add. We did had a great class last month on the prophecies of Saint Germain that were to begin now this year and go through 2022. Any of you would like a copy of those prophecies, contact Barbara or me, and we will make sure that you get a copy in our next letter that goes out. That's the snail mail people. Those people who are not snail mail, contact us also and remind us that you're not on our snail mail list and you would like to give us your address, and we will mail you a copy also, because they were very handy to have, and you can watch over the next few years and pray for these prophecies to be fulfilled or not to be fulfilled, however you feel about them. So that was just something I wanted you to feel free to do. You can call Barbara or me for this. And now, Cindy, I'm going to let you take over. Cindy, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So, here's how some story says.
Now, you're getting a little bit fuzzy.
I am?
Yeah, you're fuzzy.
I'm fuzzy. Okay, let me move to a different room and see if that helps.
Okay.
This is Rebecca, and I have a prayer request. I'm going to knee surgery on the 25th of March on my left knee, and I have a regular heartbeat, and I've gotten off the medication the cardiologist gave me because that was making my hair fall out and making me feel terrible. And I've started to take cayenne pepper, which helps, and I just pray that I can pass the physical, that I can get my heart so that it beats, doesn't skip beats. So, anyway, it's a hereditary deal, but seems to be worse with something I eat that I'm allergic to, and then I can make it go away with taking cayenne pepper. So
that's good.
I need a blessing on it.
Okay. Miss Rebecca, do
yes,
I sound
ma'am.
Better now?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we have Rebecca. Anybody else have a prayer request?
Yes, this is Barbara. I have a prayer request for Sunny McLean. She's a friend, was a close friend of one of our kids, went to school with them for years, and she lives in the Dallas area, and she fell down the stairs on January 1st and broke her ankle and her foot, her right ankle and foot, in several places. And she's had 3 surgeries already, and she's and laid up with this bum foot now healing is for several weeks. And anyway, it's difficult, it's painful, you know, the healing process is often slow and tedious. And anyway, she's suffering.
What's her name?
Sunny, S-U-N-N-Y, McLean, M-C-C-L-A-I-N. Anyway, yeah, she's like 37, lovely young woman, but this being still when you're an active person is just torment. And she's been an athlete and very active in sports and outdoor activities her whole life, and now having to lie still for weeks on end is just driving her bonkers.
Okay. Got that. Okay, anybody else?
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, is Lee Greco on tonight? She was on the first part. She was in New York. She's new. She just called me on help desk today, and she is extremely depressed, and she feels that I think her family is against her. And her ex-husband, who was difficult, very difficult, and they're divorced, but now she's feeling, you know, wanting to get together with him again, and she's wondering why. And she's just extremely disappointed in her life and feels just very, very depressed, and that things are not going well at all. That they used to go well, but now everything. And she says she's praying, and things are not going well. And
does she have a job?
She is a dancer. She said the money's tight right now. So I think that her depression is getting into her livelihood. And that's why I suggested she especially be on tonight about the prayer. With
what's her name?
Her name is Lee Greco, G-R-E-C-C-O, from Manhattan in New York.
G-E-R?
Lisa Greco,
oh,
Lisa. G-R-E-C-C-O, Lisa Greco.
Okay.
Okay. Lisa Greco. Okay. Anybody else?
I'd like us to pray for President Trump and his team tonight and all of the situations that he's dealing with, the border situation and Kim Jong-un, or however you say it, and just dealing with all of the hate that's directed towards him.
I called President Ted Cruz, and I said, well, if we would annex Mexico, we'd have a smaller border.
This is Lee in Texas. Hello?
Pardon? Okay. Yes.
This is Lee in Texas. Also, I'd like to pray for President Trump and also for the news media that they report the truth. And instead of building a wall, I think we ought to dig a big ditch and just make like a big waterway there. And I think that that would help a lot with the situation. Also, I would like prayer for my husband, Ted, and I. And I won't go into detail because I have asked the two Donnas to pray for me, but I would like prayer that everything for us is whole and perfect, and we are, I am, just everything is perfect right now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Donna, thank you for a wonderful class. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank my team. They did a great job.
Yes, they did, and thank you all.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lee.
Barbara, how is Philip's arm? We prayed for it last time or before.
Well, his arm is pretty good. His left hand is still, he has issues with that. It's just going to be a long haul before it's back to normal again. He still has trouble closing his hand all the way or picking up things with that hand. He has limited motion with the hand, but he does pretty well, but it's still not back to normal. It's going to take some more time, but he goes like a house of fire every day. Doesn't seem to hold him back a whole lot, but it's frustrating when you can only do things with one hand. I still have to help him with tying his shoes and stuff like that that requires two hands and what all, but he manages pretty amazingly, all things considered. Thanks for asking, though.
Great. Glad to hear it. Is there anybody else that has a prayer request?
I have one prayer request here for Sulphur Springs. This is something that I'm just learning about. There is a huge company putting in a solar factory to make solar panels to bring electricity to our area. And the company's name is Pattern Develop. Now, I was excited when I heard this, but then my neighbors called me and asked me to come to a meeting this last Saturday morning, and they were all upset because they said to make these huge solar panels requires a lot of lead, and it's going into the ground, and it's poisoning our water where all our animals feed. It kills the grass because it is so powerful when it is up overhead, when it goes reflects overhead and then comes down on this 477 acres of land that has been bought that they are now beginning to build their factory on. And, yeah, it kills the grass, plus they are removing all the trees around the people's personal properties where they have their cows and ranches and dairy farms. So there's all of this erosion now occurring, and huge flooded areas that result at the bottom of a little hill behind me, and it's affecting all of the properties around here.
Could it be instead of a wind generator?
Yeah, that similar situation. So people, even though they want to do the green thing, they need to come up with some plans to protect the people that are around them doing the green thing, whatever you want to call it. But this is all part of trying to lower the bills and do things naturally. Everybody thought their electricity would go down with this, but now our understanding is it will not go down because of the cost of putting it in and getting started. So if it does go down, it won't be for some time. So,
like our water line we have here, everybody has to pay $20 extra.
Yep, and so and I don't know whether which is worse, the solar panels coming in or 5G, which is another serious thing. Barbara was telling me that when Philip was in his office up in Dallas, that they were, he didn't know why he was having such headaches one day, and found out it's because they were putting 5G all around that area, in that area. When he left his office and went home, his headache went away, and he's not one to have headaches. So there are a lot of problems with 5G and the way that the negative electromagnetic frequencies affect the people, and they're just being put in without anyone's permission. And they have to be put up like every 500 feet in order to work. And the reason they think that they're necessary is because there is so much stuff traveling through the air now through our technologies, our wireless phones, our cell phones, that our atmosphere can't handle it. So they want to put in 5G so that we get better communication.
What's 5G?
5G, I don't know anything other than it's called 5G, and it's enhanced Wi-Fi. It's like level 5 Wi-Fi instead of being level 1.
It's like microwaves?
Microwaves, yes. Electromagnetic frequencies that are very harmful. So, and now, in order to deal with these, we're going to have to get online and study everything we can find out about 5G and how to protect ourselves. And one thing you can do is Google electromagnetic frequency protection, or EMF.
I'm trying to get out of all this stuff, and I can't get the arrow in the place that I want it.
So it is a very serious thing that we all need to be praying about and looking into.
It's on the paper, yes.
Yeah.
And I cannot
continual
up in the
corner.
I just want to close everything out, and I can't even get it up. No.
What are you doing, Barbara?
Just knock me into next week.
I just asked you something.
Hello? Okay, Barbara, you need to mute yourself.
Yeah, Barbara, you need to mute yourself, I guess.
Sorry.
I have to go off. I can't say anything.
Okay, we'll let Cindy take over again.
Okay, so is there any more prayer requests?
Please give the name of that solar company again, Donna.
It's called Pattern Development.
Pattern Development.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't get all that down. Thank you very much. Sorry about the chatter in the background.
That's all right.
Not a problem.
It's Linnell. I'd like to pray for Rashawn, the young man, a part of our Heart Friends group in New York. I would just like to pray for him. We've prayed for him in the past, and he just wants and needs help feeling free to be able to have the relationship with God that he would like to have in his family circumstance and situation. He hasn't felt free to be able to have that type of relationship that he would like to with the Ascended Masters and the teachings of the Ascended Masters in his life and in his heart. And I pray that he can have that freedom and feel that freedom and be able to grow in the way that he would like to grow and the masters would like him to grow and be able to just feel blessed and be a blessing to those around him. I'd like to pray that.
What's his name?
Him. Rashawn Goldberg.
Rashawn?
Rashawn. Yeah.
Rashawn. Rashawn. Okay.
There's no Y, but it just sounds like that. So, but I'm sure it'll be understood and recognized in our prayers. But his name is Rashawn. And
Rashawn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Let's see. Who's all on?
Gwen?
Donna.
Linnell.
Donna. Linnell. Barbara. Both Donna. Gwen. Lenore. Okay. Gwen and Lenore are not. Okay. So everybody else is. Okay. Gwen, you're on. Okay. Okay.
Gwen's on.
So let's see here. So first we have Rebecca and her surgery and stuff. So who is this? Rebecca?
I'll take Rebecca. Donna.
Okay, he says it. Donna?
Mm-hmm, I'll take her.
Donna Quest?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we have Sunny McClain, Barbara's friend. I'll take her. Then we have Donna Quest. Donna Driggin's friend, Lisa Griggle. Very depressed. Donna, you want to take your friend? Donna Driggin, you can take Lisa. And then we have President Trump. We have two people. One person would be both President Trump and Lee. And because he also wants to pray for President Trump, besides also the against Perry Cook, her husband's head. So, let's see. Gwen, you want to take the President Trump and me and Ted Mike? Okay.
President Trump
then
and Lee.
Then we have, what's that?
Yes, you said President Trump and Lee and Ted, yes.
Yes, and also about the media too. Pray for Don mentioned about the media, for truth in the media too.
Right.
Okay. Then we have what's going on in Sulphur Springs. A huge solar factory is going in with all the lead and killing the animals and killing the grass and moving the trees and flooding the area and the truth is going up, all that. And so
I'd like to pray for that, if you won't, don't mind.
Okay.
This is Barbara.
Yeah, Barbara.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
you. Got that, Barbara. And now we'll have you do, okay, let's see, we're going to have a 5G, which, let's see, that takes care of it. So if you could also do that, Barbara, the 5G.
Okay.
And then we have, Linnell, if you'd like to pray for your friend then.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and mute and... Barbara and Donna Kay, you can start.
Okay. In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we just thank you, beloved Masters of Heaven and healing angels. And I call to you, beloved Mother Mary, Servatus and your healing angels, and beloved Raphael, beloved Hilarion, and Lady Francesca. We call to you for special attention and healing of Rebecca's heart, her knees, and special help for her so that she can have this knee surgery. So we pray that her heart will be beating at a normal rate and that she will be able to continually take and faithfully take the cayenne pepper ahead of time, which truly does help the heart and help her to eat correctly, not a lot of fat, but lots of fruit and vegetables and healthy proteins that will strengthen her and help her to get plenty of rest and proper exercise so that she is truly ready for this surgery on March 25th. And we thank you, that beloved Mothers of Heaven, also for your love and care for Rebecca. And we thank you that she is a friend of ours and that we have the privilege of knowing her and loving her. Amen.
In the name I am, that I am, my Holy Christ through the self, and the Holy Christ through the self of all life, there throughout the cosmos, we call forth the human angels to come forth and overshine Sunny McClain, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, from Dallas, a young athletic gal that has unfortunately had 3 surgeries and is having a hard time with her broken ankle, and she's just not doing well. We call for them in the name of all the healing angels to surround her, and we also call for the angels of patience to in bed with her the patience to endure what you have to do with this rest, this bed rest, that have her realize that it is a test for her to come up higher in her own way of being and thinking that, yes, I can do this. I will do what I'm supposed to be doing because this is what God is having me do, and to be in the moment and accept what is through her heart. And she maybe even picks up a spiritual book for if she has so much time on her hands. So beloved angels, direct her, protect her, and finding the patience to be where she's at now and to realize that everything does change, that there's always change and it will change, and one day she'll be up outdoors being active. And I totally pray for the healing of her ankle and that it will heal properly and that her life will continue as she desires it. In the name I am, I am. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, I call to the angel of deliverance. Please deliver Lisa Greco in Manhattan, New York, from the entities affecting her family and her ex-husband. Deliver Lisa from feeling of depression, disappointment that is affecting her ability to function at her best and appearing to affect now her livelihood as a dancer. We call for the encouraging angels to encourage her to see the future that's bright and that's exactly what she needs and what she wants, and to not look back but to look forward to happiness and success in her life. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the name of my mighty eyes and my holy Christ Buddha self, I call to you, beloved Archangel Michael and Faith, El Moria, and all the supporting angels for and masters in Elohim, for our president, that he be in perfect alignment with God's holy will, wisdom, and love, and that his communications with Kim Jong-un are in perfect alignment with God's holy will, and that the president of Korea is, is in perfect alignment with God's holy will. We see him freed up from all of the human, all human foibles, and that he is serving his people and letting go of anything less than God's highest will to support his people in safety and well-being and free of all human ego that would stand in the way of that perfect alignment with God's will. And we also see President Trump being supported by the American people and the peoples of the world as they see and witness all that is going in accordance with God's highest will. And we see the media coming into alignment and truth and absolute God truth and no compromise in sharing it. We see all the false news just changing their whole consciousness and accelerating into a higher level of service and bringing forth what is real. We also, in the name of the I Am that I Am and our Holy Christ Buddha self, see beloved Ted and Lee infused with the threefold flame burning within both of their hearts, just infusing and caressing each other and themselves, loving. And we see Cyclopean and Virginia giving them the perfect vision of that which is seeing the perfection within each other, seeing the perfection of the Christ within, and beloved Jesus and Mother Mary and El Moria helping to facilitate, along with the pink flame angels, to just shower them moment by moment by moment and bring them the absolute God harmony from within and without, and their environment, and the peace of the presence of Jesus within them. We see Cyclopean Virginia giving them that perfect vision to just love and support and fulfill what is required in the hour. Amen.
Amen.
In the name I am that I am, I call to beloved Aramis and Diana, Aries and Thor, Neptune, Loara, Virgo, and Pelur to take command of the company called Pattern Development in Sulphur Springs. I call for full responsibility in all environmental issues and concerns in the area. I pray for the perfect solutions for these situations to come forth to protect the air, the water, the land, and everything so that they can manufacture these solar panels as responsibly and as cleanly as possible, and help everyone to work together to find viable solutions to make this a beneficial thing for this area and for this nation and her people. We also call to the angels of technology to take command of the 5G rollout that's happening in different places around the country. We pray for full disclosure of all impact on human and animal health to be revealed, and we call to beloved Cyclopean in Virginia to expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the truth, expose the lie, expose the lie, expose the lie, expose the lie, and for safe and for safe means to implement this technology to be discovered and implemented as soon as possible. We call for the protection of everyone from excessive electromagnetic energy and for the means to protect ourselves from the interference from this energy to be the knowledge about it to be disseminated far and wide so people can protect themselves, their loved ones, their pets from any harmful effects from the 5G, and for us to find excellent ways to deal with all of our communications without harming ourselves or the earth. We call the beloved Saint Germain to take command of this entire situation. We surrender it to you, beloved Knight Commander, and we know you are taking command of it right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved Heavenly Creator, Father, Mother, God, we pray that you will be with Rashawn Goldburn right now. Be with him in the blessings of all of your love, in the fullness of your presence and the threefold flame of the Lord God Almighty. We pray to you, beloved Heavenly Godfrey, that you will blaze forth the rays of Almighty God to be with beloved Rashawn. We pray that you will give all of the vibratory action of the violet flame and a balancing action right now of healing and love and peace into his situation, in his circumstance, and in his world, that he may feel the flame of freedom and love and peace and be able to know and relate with the Lord God Almighty in the way that he wants to, in the way that he needs to, within his circumstance, within the place where he is, the place where he lives. We pray that you will strengthen the bonds of his relationship with you and help him to be united with the green vibratory actions of the third eye of God that will just penetrate through everything that is not accordance with the will of God and with purity, so that he may see clearly and have a clear vision and understanding of how to be able to live in his relationship with you and in harmony with all around him. Let there be healing and light and love and peace in the outpicturing of the great golden age of Aquarius there in his heart, in his life, and in his circumstance and within his family, that situation will be made whole and all can come closer to God where he lives and be happy and foster the sense of freedom and a true, holy, healthy relationship with God and peace and love and victory there. In the name I am that I am, I call this in your blessed holy name, beloved Heavenly Creator, Father, Mother, God, and Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody, so much. This has been a really fun night, and I hope you'll all be praying about what we do next month and keep these things that you may have written down from tonight on maybe a little card or something that you can honor during the days ahead. So thank you, Cindy, for doing that. That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank God
you.
Bless.
Thank you, whole team. Very good class.
Good.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
Night.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.